Hey, we're back. This week in Waukesha. And that was my good friends at CCR giving you some Fortunate Son. And we have one of Waukesha's favorite sons, Billy Schwartz. And far from being a fortunate son, great parents, great upbringing, a lot of values, a lot of character that Billy has shared with not only his own children, but the many students that he's coached and taught. So I guess you get to be, you teach phys ed at South. And is that a good recruiting base for you for soccer?
Yes and no. Yeah. it's fun. It's great. A lot of my classes are strength and fitness now. So
nice.
I used to teach a lot of freshmen, sophomores.
So it's more focused now. It isn't just like
upperclassmen, and
yeah,
they're very independent. Whatever.
Okay.
A lot of the kids are in sports,
sure.
So they have their workout programs for whatever sport they're in, and so.
So you're working out like specific regimens for each of them. Then it isn't just like you've got like 25 kids, and you're like, okay, we're gonna play volleyball, and
Like, no, there are those classes.
There are those, so they're fun.
Still have the traditional, phys ed classes, but
sure.
So yeah,
do they still do any floor hockey?
We did this year.
Love floor hockey. Yeah. So, is dodgeball? Do they allow dodgeball, or is
we
that
don't
still
play dodgeball anymore? Yeah, it's a. We used to have great dodgeball.
I guess that's
games,
more for the kids. Yeah, for the younger grade schools. I loved it in grade school. So,
yeah.
Well, that's terrific. That's now that I think of when I was in high school. Yeah, there wasn't any dodgeball either. So, back in the roaring 80s,
we've played, but it's
in
been
grade
a few
school
years.
So. Well, that's terrific. So, but I wanted some of the other music we had. I know we had mostly Midnight Oil, and we had Neil Young's Keep on Rockin' in the Free World, good. And then, of course, one of my favorite bands, CCR, with Fortunate Son. And another one I threw in there, I don't know if you caught it, it was Billy Don't Be a Hero by, can you guess the band, Connor? Oh, you cheated. Don't say it. No, it's Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. And it was actually like one of those war songs that came out in the 70s, and it's based on it's a Civil War story about a guy named Billy going off to war, and his girlfriend's begging him, don't be a hero, keep your head down. And so, but that is not the Billy we know here. Billy is a hero, and he's always answered the call to glory in sports and in the classroom and everything he's done. He's in the Ripon College Hall of Fame. Is that correct?
Yeah, in 2013. So
that's really neat. So
we had good teams back then. Yeah. I was very fortunate to have really good coaches and teammates.
Are you in the South Hall of Fame, or is that maybe down the road? Okay.
No, so I had a better end up having a better college career, which is crazy to think.
Sure.
I went to Ripon to play basketball.
Right.
And honestly, my soccer coach wanted me to play. Went out for soccer.
Oh, your high school coach wanted you to go out for soccer at Ripon?
No, the college coach.
Yeah, he knew about you.
Ripon. And,
so
I went out for soccer and then decided to run track as well. Actually, soccer and track end up being two of my better sports out of the three there. So, but we had a lot of success. Basketball was well established there.
Sure.
Already they had won a lot and played in four NCAA tournaments and had two conference championships in basketball. And then soccer, new coach came in and completely turned it around right away.
And
we won two conference championships my junior, senior year.
Okay.
And then he left. I got the head job.
Sure.
And we won two more. So we won four in a row at soccer. And
four conference championships in a row.
Yeah, two as a player and
that's
two as a head coach. It was a great run.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
So
that's really neat.
And then came back here in 2001, started teaching and coaching.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
Yeah.
And so, because I understand Charlie Morose, your goalkeeper, has a good shot at playing in college.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how competitive that is. That's hard. Are there any other young men on the team or prospects that you think have a shot at playing college?
I think anybody does, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I tell kids, there's a spot for anybody at college. It's not easy.
Right.
But there are now UW Waukesha has closed its doors, which unfortunately for sports.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's a place for everybody. You got Brighton, Stratton, and Tosa now.
Yeah.
Schools like that, and then you have Division Threes, and it is not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy, but if you're willing to put forth the work.
Yeah.
And Division Three is the purest. As it is, because you got to pay to play.
Yep.
There's no scholarships.
Yep. One of my good friends from high school was on Ithaca's national championship team in 1988, a center. A guy, his dream was to play in the NFL, and he started as a sophomore, as a center in high school on some great varsity teams in my high school. But because he wasn't maybe big enough for Division One, he continued in Division Three and had a great career. He ended up coaching some high school for a while. But the coach at Ithaca, like many of these Division Three coaches, was being courted by Division One programs all the time, and he kept turning them down because he wanted to coach student athletes.
Sure.
So, and that's kind of the caliber of the coaches you had, like in your experience, the people you had coaching were guys that were just pure.
Yeah, I mean, Division III, you're student first.
Yep.
I mean, you're paying to play.
Yeah.
And but it is competitive. I would say Coco Montes, it definitely can play at a higher level.
Sure.
At the next level, but you know, anybody if they want to play,
yeah,
there's schools out there.
Sure.
For kids, and I that's all sports.
Yeah.
You know,
that's good. And you know, I'm glad you said that too. That is good to know.
Yeah, the kids need to know that. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's a grind.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these Division III programs now, when you go in as a freshman, you're going to gray shirt. They call it a gray shirt.
Okay.
Now, where you know, it's just there's guys that are juniors and seniors that are bigger, faster, stronger.
Yeah.
Now, there are freshmen that can go in and play right away.
What is meant by gray shirt? I never heard that. I've heard a red shirt, of course.
Yeah, it's similar. I don't even know.
Okay.
To be honest.
Yeah.
I just basically, it gives them. They don't use a year of their eligibility.
Okay.
Is basically what it means. So they'll still have four more years.
Okay.
To play. Yeah.
Okay. That sounds terrific. So when's your first game?
We start August 15th.
August 15th. What day of the week is that?
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday. Monday night under the lights?
In the middle of the day.
Okay, right middle in the heat. Of the day. There you go.
And then
put that in your calendars, everybody.
We start. Our first game is the 23rd, Tuesday. So,
23rd is okay.
Yeah, we start practice the 15th.
I get
and then
it. Okay.
WIA, you have to, there are certain days for different sports that you can have your first competition.
Okay.
So, our first game is
23rd.
Tuesday, 23rd.
Tuesday, 23rd.
And
okay.
Then we're at home on the 25th, and then we roll with conference, open up with Arrowhead right out of the gate.
Wow. So, Arrowhead's always a big. That's what I was about.
We played really well last year against them.
Okay.
And it was 0-0 at half or 1-0.
Wow.
And ended up getting beat 2-0. But they graduated a lot.
Sure.
But they're, you know, they're a big,
they reload.
They're a big school. Yeah.
Sure.
So,
But
we've had very good success with CMH,
great.
North,
nice.
And some other teams.
Who's your biggest rival or arch rival? Would that be North or West?
I would say North and West.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's still a big deal.
Just because, you know, in town. And, and we had West beat last year. We were up 3-2, gave up a goal in the last 20 seconds.
Okay. Did it end in a tie?
Ended up in a tie, yeah. So we've had a couple good competitive matches with them the last couple of years.
Sure. Sounds great. So, and then what are some of the big games you have coming up? Maybe not necessarily rivals, but teams that have, you know, really... they've improved or they're up and coming or they're always good that
well in soccer you only play your conference opponent once
football
or basketball you get them twice so every conference match in soccer is huge there's a lot of stock that's put into those we have a bunch of non-conference games as well. And we do play some local teams. We are traveling.
Okay.
We'll go down to the Racines and Kenoshas. We'll go over to Madison, play some Prairie this year.
Sounds great.
But the conference matches are really competitive.
Okay.
And very well attended, which is neat.
Sounds great. So terrific. So, hey, before we forget, too, because I think we got a couple minutes left, and it's beautiful 4th of July weekend here at the Walk Radio Studios, also the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Right around the corner from Theodora Humans Park, where our suffragette tradition lives in Waukesha. Please don't forget we have a primary coming up in August, early August. So we're going to have, when we return to the farmer's market in July, later this month, we're going to have some of these candidates running for office and encourage everybody to pay attention to that and to get out and vote and trust the integrity of our voting system, especially here in Waukesha, where Gina Kozlik, city clerk, and her team do an outstanding job. As well as, you know, training the different election judges. So please be sure to get out there and learn about the candidates running. And like I said, look to see a few of them coming on the show. So, Billy, in the time we have left, what advice do you have for these young students, especially like these, you know, I guess maybe freshmen, sophomores thinking about the future and sports and how to have a good, you know, like balance.
You know. I think it's just you just go out, have fun.
Sure.
Have fun and get involved.
Yeah.
Just do as much as you possibly can because high school is short.
Yeah.
It's fast.
It sure is. So, Billy, I wish we had more time. I hope you'll come back on the show. I wish you all the best of luck with this season. South Varsity coach Billy Schwartz and sports icon here in Black Shirt Nation. We're both wishing you a very happy 4th of July weekend as we listen to Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land. Billy, any warm regards you want to share with Waukesha this holiday weekend?
Yeah, you mentioned it. Thoughts and prayers of Joey. Albanese. Yeah, great Black Shirt alum.
That's right.
His dad was awesome.
Sounds great.
And also, Michael's Italian Restaurant, Davis, does a great job.
All right, yep.
And,
we forgot to do our small business call-out. So
yeah, we get all of our gear, too, from a good friend of ours, Scott Summerfield, another Black Shirt alum.
Terrific.
At BSN Sporting Goods.
Sounds great. So. All right. Hey, everybody, thanks for listening. Again, have a wonderful and safe Independence Day weekend. And come back and see us next week on This Week in Waukesha. And remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. See you.